I took my students on a trip to the Grand Canyon. Everybody thought we were gonna have some fun. So we piled into the vans with our gear and our dough, and we headed out to the Colorado Plateau. We were driving long hours to get from here to there, arm waving at the earth science everywhere. I'm teaching academic information, cause the 4-credit course wasn't just a vacation. We were driving along, 3 vans in a row, when van number 3 pulls off of the road. This chick says to me, we need some signals to show if one of us in the rear should have to go. So I said, I'll keep my eye on the rearview mirror, and you can flash me if one of you hears nature calling to you so loud and so clear. Then we'll all take a break and wait for you there. Well, we were camping on the San Francisco peaks when another chick says, where's the facilities? When she asked me where she could take a pee, I said, you got your choice out of all of them trees. And I helped them students set up their tent, and we cooked around the fire, 11 ladies and gents. But when I went to bed down in my sleeping bag, I didn't know that 7 city chicks were on the rag. Next day we drove across some pretty dusty roads out on the reservation Navajo. Then the first valley girl starts to sulk and cry, cause she's scared we're all gonna get lost and die. Soon we find our way back to the main paved road, but this valley girl stays in warpath mode. So they pull her van up to a payphone, and this irate student commenced to phone home. First she tries to call the college president, when she didn't get through she calls the vice president. Then she calls my own department chair and complains that I'm trying to kill them all out there. When we got back to our campsite, well, van number 3 was nowhere in sight. They went AWOL to bathe and eat dinner in town. 3 California princesses were looking for the crowns. When they finally get back to the campsite, well, princess number 1 was fit to be tied. She demanded that next day we all go to the phone so she could call the president and complain some more. Then they refused to drive on more dirt roads, and they stayed in bitching and moaning mode. Through Utah's finest parks they kept making a stink. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them think. About this time the trip stopped being fun. Van number 3 was mad at everyone, and it wasn't long after that I let him go home so the rest of us could get some field work done. When we got back home, I found they trashed their van and written letters to the president that did demand that I be disciplined for risking their lives out under them gorgeous southwestern skies. Soon a letter came to me from Affirmative Action, said I must respond to these allegations that I harassed these students sexually on that fateful camping trip with van number 3. So I took this opportunity to read our affirmative action policy, and there I learned that the president can fire me if I harass them students sexually. Well, princess number 1 claimed I said, flash me. Princess 2 said I said, pick a tree in a tree. So I wrote a long letter and explained to them that these allegations is mighty thin. Well, I gave those students the grades they earned, but they got those grades overturned. How they got them grades changes for another song. Seems no one on my campus knows right from wrong. Well, I really learned some lessons this time. These days the power goes to the students that whine, and when schools bend over backwards to please and placate them, it becomes impossible to educate them. Well, affirmative action never wrote me back, but the damage was done, they had painted me black. If this is how they can misuse this policy, I say the cure is worse than the disease. So if you're contemplating a field trip with some modern college co-eds, let me give you a tip. Beware, good professor, it could be a trap. You too could face the sexual harassment rap.